259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. Enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight, including, Wayne, a story you didn't get to last week. We'll get to it here hopefully in a little bit. The FDA situation. They're just grappling for more power, as most government agencies do. It's just that this one has a lock on the things that feed you and keep you healthy. So we'll get to that. Also, coming up, Mark's got some interesting stuff about a dying baby, since we'll be talking about health, and some people that want to pull the plug. But first, a quick update from Second Life, because I just find the things that go on in Second Life to be pretty fascinating. And for those of you that don't know, Second Life is a simulation. It's not really a game. It looks like a game. It's got graphics and characters and, you know, that sort of thing. And you can move around a little 3D world, but it's not really a game. It's a Second Life. People spend an inordinate, some people spend an inordinate amount of time, some might even say dangerous amount of time, playing this this simulation where you can go in and you can create an avatar for yourself, which is essentially a digital representation of you. It can look like you or it can look completely different from you. In fact, it can look like a fox, some sort of an animal.
There seem to be lots of foxes running around there.
Right. And so, anyway, it's gotten fairly popular. Several hundred people play Second Life, and there's this in-game monetary system, which is certainly worth noting. They take U.S. dollars and they convert them to what they call Linden dollars. And then you can use those dollars in the game to purchase things. You can buy land and develop it. You can create, it, in that developing process, you can create stores for people to come and shop in and buy all sorts of different customizations for their avatar. And there's this huge market that goes on. Well, of course, wherever there's money changing hands, bureaucrats, they get their they sniff in on that.
They somehow salivate.
Yeah, they somehow zone in on. They have some ability to identify where people are engaging in commerce, and of course, they want to get their tentacles involved.
Sounds predatory to me.
Oh, they're definitely predatory. And so they've been sort of tossing around ideas for a little while now on
how are we going to tax Second Life?
How can we, A, tax Second Life? How can we, B, regulate Second Life? Because recently it was discovered by the feds that there's gambling going on in that there Second Life. And there's people having sex. Now, I haven't heard anything about, the government hasn't yet gotten upset about the sex that goes on in Second Life. Which is really just, silly, if you ask me.
Just so you know, they're not having sex.
But the avatars are having sex, and small children could see that, Mark. I just see that coming next, right? They're going after gambling. Soon they'll be going after sex. I mean, for all we know, people are having sex with money, or for money, in Second Life.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I think, you know, it's a fascinating simulation of how the free market works, really, if you think about it.
It's pretty. In fact, you're gonna like the quote from the Linden Labs people here in this talkback article from ZDNet, where it really seems like, I bet if we got these guys on the show, they would probably be fairly free market oriented. We'll talk about that. But here's the latest from San Francisco. In the next several months, Second Life avatars might find their long-awaited voice, said the publisher, Philip Rosedale, the CEO of Linden Lab. Many Second Life members have long desired to bring their voice to their text-based avatars. Last month, Second Life launched a small beta trial with integrated voice, meaning a little headset,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually talk to people in the simulation.
What if the people don't have a headset?
I guess they wouldn't be able to hear you.
I guess not.
But I think most of the people playing this game probably have a set of computer or a set of speakers on their computer. So even if they couldn't talk, they could still listen. Rosedale said during a keynote speech at Gartner Symposium Expo that he hopes to see voice officially launched within the next several months. Quote, there are a lot of problems with telephony when doing conference calls. You can't tell who's talking.
Isn't it telephony?
Telephony, whatever.
I think that's what they call it.
You can't tell who's talking if there's more than one person. But in the virtual world, voice solves it, said Rosedale, noting that avatars with three-dimensional voice integration will likely accelerate using Second Life for holding virtual conference meetings. You know, this could really be useful. For instance, there was a marijuana activism meeting here in New Hampshire. A bunch of free staters and friends got together at one guy's house, which was about an hour and a half's drive from here in Keene. And it's just a pain in the butt to drive places. And I think it's certainly something that we've seen of developing over the past few decades is this sort of virtual office mentality, the idea that certain people in certain jobs can get their jobs done without even leaving their house.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be
me,
something,
for instance.
You, for instance. Me, generally. But, I mean, but this could really facilitate activism. It could facilitate meetings. People might actually be, you might actually be able to call a meeting of your executives in your company or the people in your activist group or whatever without actually having to get out and drive and burn gasoline for 3 hours, because that's what we had to do the other night, and the meeting was a little bit of a letdown. So it's bad enough when you have to drive 3 hours to get somewhere. It's worse when it wasn't really even worth it.
Well, it will also facilitate meetings being moving along a little more quickly, a little more exciting, because people could just tune out and go back to and do anything they want.
That's true.
If they're sitting at their computer. So,
so it better be interesting.
Yeah, you better be interesting.
That's a good point. Other plans in the works for Second Life include adding the ability to scan users' photos onto their avatars and bringing more realism into the virtual world through detail-oriented designs such as the way a butterfly flitters across the computer screen. The graphics in Second Life are good, but not perfect, he said. He estimated that in 5 years, the interface will reflect a greater degree of realism. Quote, when you look through a computer screen, everything will look real, like you're looking through window glass. And you know, computer games are pretty much to this point already. Pretty much they're photorealistic. I mean, they're darn close.
It's hard to imagine them getting better, but I know they will.
I remember playing a game on the Sega Dreamcast, which was a home game system, a console system that didn't do very well back in the early aughts. It was released, I think, in 1999. And I remember playing a game, and this is 7 years ago, and just being astounded at the... It was the NFL game that they had. Just being astounded at how true to life this game was. I mean, the camera angles were the same angles that they use in the television broadcast. And, of course, with the video games, you could do more than they can do in television broadcasts. And just the ways the players moved and looked, it was just incredible. And now it's 7 years later, it's even better. A game like Second Life or a simulation like Second Life has to go a little easy on the graphical side because they have to make it so more people can play it. But, I mean, 5 years down the line, more computers will have the graphic punch that they need in order to handle that sort of thing. And really, I mean, why would anyone want to actually fly across the country for a meeting when they could don a pair of headphones and go into a virtual office in this simulation?
Well, I can answer that. I can sell at a better percentage by getting a meeting with someone than I can by being on the telephone with them.
Sure.
And I would imagine that... you know, if I can get them on the computer, I'm going to have a better percentage than I am on the telephone, but not as good as I am in person. I mean, there's a lot to body language and those kind of things.
I agree with that, absolutely.
So that's why they would.
I wasn't necessarily talking about a sales pitch. I was just talking about like a board meeting or something like that.
I understand.
A lot of people, you know, they fly in from different places to have this board meeting.
Sales pitches are a lot of meetings, but yeah. Oh, I understand. Yes, it's going to change that dramatically.
I was going to say that they've also forgotten the sense of smell. Probably at some point they're going to have some kind of USB smell thing that you put on your nose so you can smell things, too, because that's part of the experience as well.
I'm sure. I've heard they're working on that.
Oh.
They are researching smell-o-vision, finally.
And also, with your voice, it would be cool to have effect so you could lower your voice, you could raise it, you could change it a little bit so it wouldn't be exactly like your voice, but it would be the ideal voice that you might want.
Well, you could actually do that outboard. You'd have to. It wouldn't probably be in-game, but we could do that here in the studio if we wanted to right now. Anyway, in another move to mimic real life, Second Life is gearing up to keep its grid constantly operating. The goal is to prevent downtime in the virtual world. Time, after all, is money, even in a virtual world. The site currently comes down every 2 weeks for approximately 5 to 6 hours to allow them to make updates to simulators as well as additions and improvements to its network. Despite some recent speculation on the matter, the CEO said he's not worried about taxation entering Second Life. He compared Second Life to other developments on the Internet, such as online auctions. He says, for instance, tax authorities so far have left eBay alone. The aim is for Second Life to have minimal interference from outside authorities, including Linden Lab. But that has grown more challenging to maintain in recent quarters as the size of the virtual world has grown. Quote, we've been tested in our ability to not govern. We like to step in if needed, then take our hands off the wheel and let the community self-govern. Like I say, I get the feeling these guys are of a pretty libertarian mindset using terminology like self-govern. More on the way. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
That's the packet 8.net. So free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including the wiki, over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. Like I say, it is free like everything else is on our site at wiki.freetalklive.com. They get you right to it. wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, Porkfest is happening June 18th through the 24th. It is also known as the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, as well as discovering new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Quick correction on the wiki thing. It's over 1,300 pages now. Not 1,200, 1,300.
Wow.
We've had some busy, busy listeners. All right, so let's go to the phones, do the fun. It's Jim in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, now.
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind?
I wanted to say that I'm at the Give Me Liberty bar right now. You were wrong about a few things. There's not a few hundred people. There's 8 million people on Second Life.
I don't think I ever said there were a few hundred people on Second Life. I said a few hundred thousand, so
oh, okay.
I guess that's what... Maybe you misheard that.
Okay.
I didn't realize it had grown to eight million. When I signed up, there were 600,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had quite a bit of growth then in the past year or so.
Oh yeah, it's been a huge bubble. Hopefully it doesn't pop. But also, as far as them being libertarians, yeah, that actually is true. The whole idea of Second Life comes from a book called Snow Crash. It was a science fiction novel in I believe 1991, and the whole premise of the book was that the American government was almost completely dissolved.
Okay.
And it's a very anarcho-capitalistic society. I mean, just as a whole, and it's a perfect example. The economy, I would have to say that the economy there is better than pretty much any economy we can look at in the world.
Why do you say that?
The amount of money that's being traded just on a daily basis and how fast it's growing. There's no intervention. The Lindens are pretty much just letting it go. They're not getting involved in any way unless, you know, the government steps in. But
which government hasn't really been able to do too effectively at this point. And I guess when you say the economy's better, you mean you're just more free. You can go and you can buy a plot of land and literally build whatever you want without having to bow down to some zoning board. And, all the other government hoops that one would have to jump through in order to open up one's own business. In this case, people can open up their own businesses in this simulation that is known as Second Life, and they don't have to ask anybody's permission to do so.
Right. But also, nice. There has been a government intervention a little bit. I'm not sure if you guys heard about Denmark. I don't know if the American government's done it yet, but Denmark has stepped in and said that I guess there's a group called... lollies, and what that essentially is people pretending that they're underage children and having sex with them as if an older person was having sex with a younger child.
God, okay.
Yeah, and they Lyndon has stepped in and said, well, since this is illegal in most countries, we're getting rid of it and we're not allowing it. But they've been essentially trying to get around it by calling themselves role players. And
yeah, I don't see how they're going to possibly root that out.
Well, I guess they could eliminate the children avatar.
Yeah,
I see.
That's what they've been doing. But then again, there's people on there that they dress up like children, but they don't have sex. They just like the whole role playing as a child. Period.
Oh, it'd be a shame to miss them.
It seems difficult to enforce. I mean, you'd have to have someone essentially say snitch these people out and say, "Oh, I saw them doing role playing, and here's what their account names are." And then they'd have to go and I don't know how they would verify that. Maybe they could look into logs and see. I mean, that just seems like that just seems to be completely unnecessary. But yet they've gone ahead and done that, huh?
Yeah,
That's unfortunate. Well, you know, let the sickos be sickos. At least they aren't touching real kids.
Yeah,
you know, that's how I feel about it. It's a simulation. Anyway,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jim. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Obviously, that's an issue that's going to get some people very upset. But the fact is, though, there are certain things out there. We talked last week about the 4chan people,
mm-hmm.
which is this weird message board that is on the Internet, and a lot of sort of Internet, teen Internet geeks populate these things. Well, there are pictures that are very, very disturbing that are on this particular website. And, you know, there's a chance that your son posted some of these pictures. I think that Julia pointed out an interesting point is that, you know, if you're a parent and you've got a computer geek for a son, you might think, well, he's a computer geek. He's not going to get in any trouble. He's a computer geek, right? Well, the fact is, these guys might be doing some all kinds of disturbing things that you don't know about on the Internet. You just go and
looking at disturbing things.
Yeah. Well, looking and posting them. Someone's posting them. And, I mean, you'll find drawings of similar things that Jim was talking about happening in Second Life. Just essentially simulated fantasy involving small children. And it's very disturbing. But it goes on out in the open. Now, it's an anonymous message board, so there's no way for people to... there's no way to track these people down. And should they be tracked down? Should there be a law against that sort of thing? As disturbing and odd as it might be, doesn't that fall under free speech? Isn't free speech in the First Amendment all about protecting the disturbing speech, the speech that people don't necessarily want to hear?
Yes, I mean, it's... Yes, I want the people on the Internet to be able to say what they want to do with impunity. I will draw the line at child porn, real live child porn with real live
children. Now, we're talking about drawings here.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm drawing the line at real live child porn with real live children.
Because then you can make the argument that someone was actually harmed, but in a drawing, no one was harmed.
No, it's just sick weirdos.
Right. People get offended, but that's all right, because, well, you know, when you have freedom of speech, it's inevitable that if someone hears enough free speech, they'll find something that is offensive.
Going to happen.
The only problem, the only thing I have with that is that, you know, you might have one sicko who sees a picture by another sicko and gets some extra ideas. Other than that, free speech is mainly designed for political speech, but also speech that's not popular.
Absolutely.
But I think that when you start talking about even, you know, every action starts with thoughts. And a lot of people who do these things, they start out thinking and fantasizing about them. So you're, in a way, you're encouraging it, but yet you still have to, there's a fine line there.
Yeah, I don't see it as encouraging it. I just see it as allowing people to be free to create and think disturbing thoughts. If you want to think disturbing thoughts, that's fine. But acting on them is a whole other issue. And, you know, if you take that one step to say, well, these thoughts are too disturbing, then it's not very far to take another step and say, well, white supremacists and black supremacists, their thoughts are too disturbing. We need to ban that sort of thinking, too. I don't like those people's thoughts. I don't like the way they think. I don't like racists. But would I want to see those things banned? Uh-uh. Because I know it's a slippery slope. It's dangerous.
Right. I mean, you know, if they can ban racist stuff on the Internet, then pretty soon they're going to ban libertarian stuff on the Internet.
Well, see, the cool thing about the Second Life simulation is it's pretty self-regulating. Like they say, they let people self-regulate. And the way that that can be done is that you've got total control over your property. So if someone comes on your property and they don't look the way you want them to look, or they're saying things you don't want them to say, just like in real life, you can say, bye-bye, get off my property now. Except unlike in real life, you can actually set rules that say, that guy can never come here again, and then the computer program will enforce your rules for you. All right, more on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and click there for free at freetalklive.com.
April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. 800-657-5066.
So we were talking about Second Life and how the government hasn't managed to quite yet get in there and effectively regulate it. And when I say effectively, meaning that they've been unsuccessful at their attempts so far. Obviously, they would like to because government just loves to control things. I mean, that's what to govern means, is to control others. And one of the examples of government bureaucracies that has managed to insert its way into every single day of our lives is the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. These are the bureaucrats that decide whether a new product for your health survives or dies.
That's right.
It's not the marketplace. It's a panel of bureaucrats that think they know best what's right for the rest of the country. And we've reported on them before in the past and on how it is that the FDA, for instance, probably kills more people than it saves. Because whenever you hear the FDA mentioned by some FDA supporter, they'll always use the sort of emotional rhetoric of, well, if it just saves one life, you know, if all the regulation just saves one life, then it was worth it.
Yeah, if we all have to go through, jump over all kinds of hurdles and go through all kinds of hoops and get over all kinds of barriers, Well, as long as it saves one person, it's worth it.
Right. And unfortunately, the part that those people that make those claims don't realize, the thing they don't understand, is that the FDA doesn't save lives. It results directly in the killing, the premature deaths of hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of Americans.
They say over 300,000 people a year. That's a conservative estimate.
I believe it. And, you know, there are different areas that we can look at, but one of the easiest ones to look at is the approval process for new medications. Now, whether or not you're a fan of the medicine industry, non-issue. The fact is, they're a business just like anyone else trying to put out a product. Unfortunately, unlike Free Talk Live, where we can just sit in a studio, yap into some microphones, and put an MP3 file online, if a medical manufacturer, pharmaceutical company, wants to put out a new product, they have to go through a 10-year, multi-billion-dollar approval process. And people wonder why drugs are so expensive? It's because they're recouping their regulatory costs. Yeah, R&D's in there, too, but the regulatory costs cost billions of dollars and take years of time. Now, if you're looking at a medicine that could potentially, I mean, most medicines are created so they could save people's lives, if not make their lives better. Let's look at a life-saving medicine. I don't have the name of these, I don't have the names in front of me because we're just sort of talking about the issue. But there have been medicines, heart medicines, for instance, that, you know, they spent 10 years in the approval process, and during that time, a certain number of people died of heart attacks. The fact is, if those drugs had been allowed to go on the marketplace, and those individuals had been allowed to say to their, you know, a doctor would have been allowed in the marketplace without the FDA's regulation to come to you and say, Wayne, you've got heart trouble, and there's a new drug that, you know, Pfizer's been testing out here. It hasn't been fully proven yet, but, you know, if you want, we can give you this drug, and you can try this to see if it's, whatever the issue is. Maybe it's heart trouble, maybe it's something else completely. But the fact is, those people aren't able to participate in that. They aren't able to take those risks, should they want to take those risks under the advisement of their doctors. And as a result, hundreds of thousands of people have perished sooner than they would
have. I saw today that there's a new AIDS drug out that they're, you know, that's showing promise, that they're testing and blah, blah, blah. Well, what if you have AIDS?
That's a great issue, AIDS.
You want to take this drug.
Because there's nothing that works.
Right. And look, the result is you're probably going to die. So what's the worst thing the drug's going to do to you?
Right. We shouldn't forget, though, that the drug companies do scour the rainforests and they interview medicine men and they try to find and identify plants that cure things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they analyze the plant chemically and they try to find substances in there they can patent to create a drug. So really what they've done is they're creating massive misallocations of resources because they're creating a product for that already has a natural, cheap, inexpensive cure. But they want to get the patent so they can make billions of dollars off of it.
Well, that's a patent problem more than anything else.
It sure is. And so they're not really competing in a free market because, see, there's a very incestuous relationship between the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry.
Sure, that's true. But at the same time, it's also, I don't know if it's as incestuous as it is parasitical. I think it's probably a little more on the parasitical side in that if left to the free market, these people would probably still create useful medicines and that sort of thing. They wouldn't have to pay the just extreme fees that the FDA requires.
Yeah, there are some useful drugs out there, but some people have estimated that about 80% of all drugs are unnecessary, and so developing them was a waste of money, really, because there are less expensive alternatives already out there that have been in existence for thousands of years.
Well, that's where the FDA comes in as their co-conspirator, because they lock out the other natural sort of remedies from being able to make claims. Like, the drug companies can make claims because they've gone through the 10-year process and paid all of the bribes to the FDA, so they can say, this drug will do this. But natural remedy people can just suggest things at most. And even then, they could probably get into trouble. And now things are changing for the natural, the healing types of, I guess, homeopathic, I guess, is a more appropriate term for homeopathic remedies. Is that where you're
going? That's one of them, yes. The FDA is attempting to regulate supplements, herbs, and juices as drugs.
Juices?
Yes, juices too. There's a story by Mike Adams from last week, April 11th. When it comes to health freedom, this is the FDA's end game. A new FDA guidance document published on the FDA's website reveals plans to reclassify virtually all vitamins, supplements, herbs, and even vegetables juices as FDA-regulated drugs.
Vegetable juice.
Yes.
Now, are they going to regulate then the vegetables from which you get these juices?
Maybe.
I mean, this is crazy. It's crazy. Nuts.
But it's been in the works for a while. This isn't really new news. It's just that, I guess, another memo's leaked out.
That's right. And in the last 15 years or so, alternative medicine, complementary medicine, whatever you want to call it, has been making huge inroads into the healthcare business. And the pharmaceutical industry doesn't like that. They've got competition, and they just don't like it.
Sure.
So they're also saying that massage oils and massage rocks will be classified also as medical devices and require FDA approval. There's a document. It's called docket number 2006D-0480, and it's entitled Draft Guidance for Industry on Complementary and Alternative Medicine Products and Their Regulation by the Food and Drug Administration. Now, the FDA.
So if I want to sell a massage rock, it's going to have to go through an FDA approval process?
Looks like it.
What if it's just a regular rock?
You can't label it a massage rock,
right? That's
right.
And the other problem here, too, guys, is that right now, by law, the only thing that can cure something is a drug.
Okay.
So if you have
which isn't true.
Yeah. But if you have scurvy, for example, if you eat an orange, that cures scurvy. Everybody knows that. They've done it for years.
Yeah.
But if you say that an orange cures scurvy, that's a drug claim, and they mm-hmm. can lock you up for that.
And they will.
And they will.
The FDA has a goon squad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they sure do. But the FDA is accepting public comments on the docket until April 30th. So you can. I posted a comment myself on it, and many people I know have. And they tried to sneak this under the radar, but word got out, and now the natural health community is up in arms over the rule.
As they should be.
And if you wish to protect your access to nutritional supplements, herbs, essential oils, homeopathic medicine, and other complementary or alternative modality, it is crucial that you take action and post your comments on the FDA as soon as possible. Now, here's a few things that will be regulated out of existence.
Oh, boy.
All vitamins, nutritional supplements, and functional foods will be stripped of their structure and function claims, reducing them to empty labels.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Nothing.
They'd be allowed to make the claims if they go through whatever regulatory process the FDA sets up, right?
Oh, that game will be rigged big time, though.
Sure. I mean, this is going to make it even more difficult. We'll come back with more of some of the other things that are going to be put in jeopardy by this new rule change. There's no legislation here. It's just a bureaucratic rule change.
Right. We didn't vote on the people that made this rule.
No, not at all. More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com. All of the products that you purchase, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. There are 40 categories for you to shop in, including everything from furniture to books to office products to clothing, groceries, 40 categories of stuff. All of the stuff you buy, we get a percentage of. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com for all your shopping needs. So we're talking about the FDA and the Food and Drug Administration and how it is that they just ruin certain industries. And that's what they're busy trying to do to the homeopathic industries. Also, they're looking to even regulate vegetable juice. They want to regulate massage oils. They want to regulate
and handheld massagers.
Massage rocks. Handheld massagers.
You know what that means.
There's this whole category of products out there that apparently the FDA just hasn't gotten its hands on quite enough. I mean, already they're beaten down by FDA rules and regulations that say that you cannot make a claim about your product. If your product does X, you can't say it. Even if you've done studies that show scientifically duplicated studies that say, yes, oranges do cure scurvy.
You can't say cure. What you can say is that it oranges, they call them structure function claims, where you don't say it cures it, but you say it does something in the body which could imply that it might fix that problem.
Yeah, so there's these hoops that they're already jumping through in order to sell their products and market them as best as they possibly can. But the FDA has decided, after probably meeting with some of their buddies in the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA has decided that there just aren't enough hoops yet. And so now they want to put up more hoops to where not only are they not going to be able to make claims about their products, but they'll also have to jump through the regulation.
That's
they'll
right.
have to get approved in order to even sell their products in the first place,
and yes,
which will take years.
And before we continue, I also wanted to note this, that in the early 90s, the FDA tried to do this, and there was so much outrage over it, Congress got more letters and more faxes in the history of the United States.
Hmm.
And instead, they passed the Deshaies Law. They went the opposite way. They said, you know, people should be able to monitor their own health and make the correct decisions themselves without having the FDA to tell them what to do. And so they passed the Deshaies Law, they call it, which is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the law that allows supplement companies to make structure function claims, because before that they couldn't even do that.
You just had to know.
Yeah. And so supplements have become even more successful because of this law, because now you have more information in the marketplace and you have more competition and you have people getting healthier and you can lower the cost of health care this way.
But the FDA is ready to change all that, and you are going to go down a quick list of some of the products and services that are going to be heavily affected by this.
Yeah, you're going to love this. Vegetable juice will be regulated as a drug. Raw juice retreats will be raided or shut down. Rowing?
So, now, I don't know about a raw juice retreat, but I used to go to these Jabba Juice, I believe it's called, or something like that. There's
what's
all
that?
Kinds of,
like a network marketing thing?
No.
God, it's a store. Get out a little bit. It's just a store that sells juice.
Oh, by the way, you can keep insulting me.
I'm not insulting
but,
you.
The fact is, you were wrong about the nose wiping thing yesterday. I had another listener email me out of the blue saying that, yes, they do have nose wipey pads on the gloves. So why don't you get out and go learn a thing or two about gloves, huh?
Okay. Well, all right. So get out. There are stores that are in existence in the real world out there through the window where you can buy juice freshly squeezed by a centrifugal juicer. And, the juice has health effects. I mean, eating raw vegetables is good for you, right?
Yes.
Sure.
So juicing the vegetables and you get more of the nutrients quicker. So there's lots of
companies.
So you
used to hang out at one of these places?
I don't know about
you're
hang
saying?
Out.
Pick
that
up chicks.
Like I can pick up chicks or anything else.
Yeah, let's go tip back a couple of tubs of tofu sometime.
You would be shocked. You would be leveled to the floor at how much these things cost. It's like $5.50 for a large, like maybe 20 ounces.
I've seen the juice bars before, if that's what you're talking about, and I understand. I just never heard of the brand name.
Oh, yeah. I've only seen them in big cities. It's Jabba or Java Juice?
Jamba Juice. Yes.
Okay.
They had some juice places in Sarasota. I don't think they were chains, but they...
No, they were not.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are some of these things?
Oh, so here we go. Growing or selling common garden herbs will get you arrested as a drug dealer. Massage oils and handheld massagers will be regulated as medical devices. Yoga products...
Would that mean you'd need a prescription to get a vibrator?
Maybe. Well, there's a difference between a vibrator, a sexual vibrator, and a massage vibrator, I would assume.
I see.
Yoga props.
I'm not sure what that difference is. It's got a little engine inside it that turns over a bunch of times.
That's right. People will start using the other vibrators for massages,
right.
And they won't be able to get the other ones. Have a black market in vibrators. Yoga props, Pilates machines, and weight machines will be regulated as medical devices and require FDA approval before being sold or used.
Ross, and who knows how much that's going to cost?
That's right.
I mean, that's up in the air at the moment.
Raw sprouts and other anti-cancer foods will be regulated as drugs.
Raw sprouts. Get this, man. The things you put on your salad,
mm-hmm.
bean sprouts, little, what are the other, alfalfa?
Alfalfa
sprouts. I
mean, sprout.
These are just seeds that have sprouted. They're going to regulate them as drugs. All from this crazy codec thing.
Weed is just a seed that sprouted, too.
That's true.
That's right. Bottled water that treats dehydration will be regulated as
a
drug.
Come on. That's crazy.
Water treats dehydration, man. You got to regulate that stuff. Otherwise, you won't need any drugs. Massage therapists who use hot rocks as part of their therapy will have the rocks regulated as medical devices. Yeah, medical devices. Functional food, supplements, vitamins.
You know, it's not the getting it declared a medical device. It's the money that it costs to get it declared. Suddenly those have just doubled or tripled in value now, those rocks.
Yeah, it's nuts. Functional food, supplements, vitamins, homeopathic remedies will disappear from store shelves pending FDA review.
Mm.
The only things remaining will be processed junk foods and pharmaceuticals, which is exactly what big business wants.
Yeah.
How is someone who owns one of these health stores going to deal with that? I mean, if all of a sudden everything needs to be put under review before it can continue to be sold, you're out of business.
Yeah, or you're going to jail, one of the two.
Right, if you keep selling the products.
Here's
right.
another problem, too, guys, is that there's some trade organizations for supplement manufacturers, but the problem is that the pharmaceutical industry has infiltrated and bought up a lot of these supplement manufacturers. Now they sit on the boards, the so-called boards, the trade associations mm-hmm. for supplements, and, of course, they've got a conflict of interest there because they really want to get these things out of the way.
Hmm. Not good news, and I'm sure you'll continue to bring us the latest on this.
We've
got to go to the phones.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. Hey. What's on your mind?
I was having a conversation, as I often do. There's an 87-year-old man that I work with,
mm-hmm.
and we talk a lot about politics. So I took on Ian's position that we should just totally get rid of all government.
Just for fun. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, normally I'm more of a Mark type of libertarian, but just for the heck of it, I was taking on your position.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier to talk about that way because it's more absolute. And he was wondering about crime.
Crime?
And how this would affect crime.
Well, that really does separate...
It would drastically lower crime.
Ian's and my...
governments would no longer be around to hurt people.
Well,
the kind of crime he's talking about.
He's worried about getting robbed and stuff. He thinks Here's the thing. I wonder how many people actually think this. He seems to think that if we get rid of government, that all of a sudden everybody is going to turn into a criminal.
Right.
And the whole world is just going to fall apart. I mean, I know personally, I'm not going to rob anybody now. I wouldn't rob anybody if there weren't any police.
Did you ask him if he was going to rob someone, if that's what his plan was?
No, I took on a position of, well, we'd have private policing.
Mm-hmm.
We have private police now, and that's the position I took. And it was only later that I thought, gee, you know, how many people believe that if we got rid of government, the whole world would just fall apart, and everybody would start robbing everybody else. And everybody
I think there are a lot of people that think that. The last person that I saw, you've encountered an 87-year-old man. Julia found a post on a website about Free Talk, Free Minds TV, which is Toby's show, and she had seen the episode, and they were talking about getting government out of things, and she said, that, well, if it weren't for government, I would just go around and start robbing and killing people. And, you know, it's just that people, I don't think that people think that way have really thought it through at all. Because, yeah, go ahead, start robbing and killing people. See how far you get.
See what happens to you.
Yeah, let's see. I don't think you'll make it a week.
And why would somebody start doing that? I wouldn't start doing that.
Honestly,
I have no reason to.
You know, police are a very, very, very new phenomenon within the human existence. And you know, travel probably wasn't as safe back then. But things are different now. There's a lot more technology that can handle those issues. People would be secure in a lot of ways that they were not in the past.
This is one of the things that, you know, we have to really overcome as a pro-freedom movement to help people understand that their neighbors aren't really laying in wait down the street to slit their throats. Gosh darn it, if it weren't for those police cars that come by once every 6 hours. The cops aren't stopping this violence. They're not there. So it's just people acting in their best interest. That's why people behave, because they want to keep breathing and enjoying food and having sex with one another and enjoying all the pleasures of life. And all of that will be taken away from them if they start taking it away from other people. More coming back. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People are